Welcome to People You Need to Know on Spark Plug Radio. I'm your host, Spark Plug, publisher of Atlanta's People You Need to Know Business Guide, the publication that's guaranteed to showcase your business in a big way and enhance your personal brand. With billions of people online, our publication takes you beyond the internet and moves you to the front of the line. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we have a self-publishing guru on the show today. In this segment, we're going to be speaking with Atlanta publisher Miss Myrna Gale about the 8 things to know before self-publishing. Our guest today is a native of Manhattan, New York, and a distinguished graduate of Clayton State University. Today, she is the founder and CEO of 3G Publishing Incorporated, where they help people bring their writing vision to reality. We're so very proud and honored to have on the phone today one of the newest members of the People You Need to Know Business Guide Network of first-class business professionals. Miss Myrna Gale, welcome to Spark Plug Radio.
Thank you for having me.
Well, Miss Gale, we know you're one of the busiest ladies in Metro Atlanta, so we want to get right into it. Is that okay?
Sure. Thank you. Yes.
All right. Miss Gale, what is the difference between self-publishing and traditional publishing?
Self-publishing is where people will pay in advance to get their publication done without any delay. Traditional publishing, you need to go through an agent that will present your manuscript to a publishing company that will give you an advance, possibly, if they're interested in your material.
Who owns the copyright when you self-publish your book?
When it's traditional, they will hold on to their copyright. They may have some rules, and it depends on the standards of your contract, what they will and will not allow. In the self-publishing, you own the copyright. At least for my company, we have no hold on your copyright. We give you that certification if you desire for us to do it, or we teach you how to go about getting your copyright on your own, so it would be more cost effective for you.
Well, what type of budget, a monetary budget, is needed for a self-publishing endeavor?
Again, that depends on what products are shared with you in advance with a self-publisher. I disclose everything up front. I don't have any surprise add-ons. So, for instance, my self-publishing, when you come in, if your manuscript has already been edited and you have your marketing in place, you know, we charge you a certain amount and that's it. But you can also ask us if you would like, you know, marketing and PR. We have people that work with us that we can assign to that project for you. And that will be an extra cost, but that would be something that you would be talking to the person that's administrating those services to you.
Well, speaking of marketing and PR, what kinds of distribution channels are available for self-published authors?
We have the same distributions as a traditional publisher. We have national and international.
Okay, such as?
Barnes & Noble, Amazon.com, every retailer that has an online site that does book sales will most likely have your book. Since your books, when you do self-publishing, are paid on demand, which means that you don't have to order in advance 1,000 books, you know, people actually go to the site, then those retailers will order directly from the distributor.
Okay.
You don't have to come out of pocket for that.
Well, how do you determine the price of a self-published book?
Well, it depends on whether it's soft cover or hardcover, because hardcover will be more expensive. It depends on the interior of the book, whether it's black and white or color, because color is more expensive. What do you want to see your money look like? So you can't be paying wholesale for your book $6.99 and selling it for $8. That's not a profitable margin for you. Okay, so you have to say, okay, $6.99 is what I've invested. I want at least 50% of that. So you'll make it $12.99, $13.99. Make it where it's real for you, because you make your biggest profit on how you use your book. Because selling online, the percentage is very low as to what you will get, opposed to you purchasing the books and using them at conferences or wherever else you would like to use your book.
Why would someone choose, besides price, why would someone choose a softback versus a hardback?
I find that some of my clients that do the hardback can be for appearance sake. They may be having a high-stake investor in them, and they want a hardback. Or for children's books. Children's books are a lot of people like the hardback because they find that they have a longer life, opposed to the softback that kids can tear.
Well, what are royalties and who gets them?
Okay, royalties are something that you will get from the online distributors. And it's a percentage that is agreed upon. When you first sign your contract with the publisher, they will tell you in advance what is it more or less that the online distributors give, because we can't control that. I can only control when people purchase directly from my site what I give my clients.
Okay.
I can't control the 20,000, over 20,000 distributors that your book will be available at.
Okay. Well, once a book is published, is the author obligated to stay with the publisher?
No. Actually, I have had authors that have come to me to publish their book, and within 3 months or 4 months, they've been picked up by a traditional publisher, or they've decided that they want to move away, they have other ideas, and that's fine.
Well, what is a fact sheet, and why is it so beneficial to an author?
A fact sheet is a page that identifies your book. There's a picture of your book on it. It identifies the author, and it's great to use as a web page because some people want to do just a web page and not an entire website, and a fact sheet is really helpful. You can use that fact sheet as your web page.
So, Ms. Gale, what inspired you to become a publisher?
Well, I had published my first book with Author House back in 2004. It's called Legal Remedies. And when I got the book, I was not happy. It took me 4 years to complete the book. There were things that they left out, that they were not clear, and it for me was sort of a disaster. And I decided, you know, one day I was sitting there and I said, I can do this and do this for other people. So I was inspired by children first. My first 4 years for 3G Publishing, I did only children's books. And what I did, I facilitated some programs that would teach children how to write. We would do collaborations, and I would publish their stories. And so that inspired me to go ahead and help adults that have a difficult time. And so I wasn't picky about the adults either. You know, I felt that everybody had a story to tell, and whether you can write or read, I was going to challenge you. And I have several clients that are actually illiterate. What we did was record their conversations. And I had this young woman that was amazing, and she transcribed them. And our first few clients that struggled with that were mainly people that really had a story to tell. They were seniors. They were in there. You know, I had one woman who was 83, and she wanted her book to be distributed when the Lord took her home. So we had her book published, and we gave it to her executor, the executor of her estate. And so it was great. I felt like I was reaching anybody and everybody. And I love it. I have no regrets at all.
Well, I know this show is called The 8 Things to Know Before Self-Publishing, but let me just ask you this question. What is the number one thing that you wished all self-publishers knew before they came to see you?
That they really understood that self-publishing doesn't mean that it's cheap. It means that you're taking a step to do something that somebody wasn't able to meet your needs at. And you have to be prepared for cost, because what saddens me is that when they look at the cost or the possibility of the cost, because they haven't had it edited, they haven't really looked at it carefully, everything is all over the place, they don't even do a spell check, and they give you this manuscript, then they become discouraged. And it's hard to get somebody back from discouragement. So my work is cut out for me sometimes. But I think really that's the best part of my job, is being able to bring somebody back from, oh my God, I'm not going to do this. And then realizing they have a great story. That's one of the things that they need to have a little more confidence in themselves, and they need to be prepared to work, because becoming an author, it's a real job if you really want it to be successful. It's not just putting a book on Barnes & Noble and Amazon.
How can our listeners connect with you?
Well, they can connect with me. They can go through our website, which is www.3gpublishinginc.com. And we respond to all emails and all requests. They can also reach us at 888-442-9637.
All right. Any social media information you'd like to give out?
Yes, we have a Facebook page at 3G Publishing, and we also have an Instagram page at 3G Publishing.
Well, Ms. Myrna Gale, founder and CEO of 3G Publishing Incorporated, thanks for spending some of your most precious and valuable time with us today.
Thank you for having me.
All right. You've been listening to Spark Plug Radio, the radio station that shines the spotlight on people doing big things in Metro Atlanta and beyond, like Ms. Myrna Gale. To listen to even more people you need to know, just Google Spark Plug Radio and be sure to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook at PYNTK. To view the digital version of People You Need to Know Business Guide, please visit sparkplugpr.com. You can type that into your browser or type it into Google and the digital version will come up. If you'd like to find out how you can be a guest on our show, please give us a call at 770-460-5995. I want to take a moment to thank my production team for doing another incredible job behind the scenes. And I want to thank you for tuning in and be sure to tell your friends about Spark Plug Radio. So until next time, this is Spark Plug reminding you that you are the person who has to decide whether you'll do it or toss it aside. You are the person who makes up your mind whether you'll lead or linger behind, whether you'll try for a goal that is far or be content to stay where you are. Take it or leave it, there's something to do. Just think it over. It's all up to you.